88.
Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to share your call and thoughts. And still to come here tonight, it's been a while since we've done some outrageous police stories, and there certainly have been no shortage. It's not because they aren't out there. There was one that I specifically avoided recently, and I still have yet to watch it. The video of a cop allegedly just beating savagely some woman in a holding cell. It was posted all over Facebook.
Yeah, she got beat up pretty bad.
Daryl asked me if I had seen it today, because you know, we were working together this morning, and I said, no, I've specifically avoided it. I saw the freeze
Sometimes
frame.
Sometimes it's tough, you know?
I saw the freeze frame of the officer towering over this woman while she was on the floor. It was from a far back kind of shot, so I'm not sure really what her face looked like, but you know, just basically, on a, you know, based on the fact that people were sharing it and saying it was horrible, I just didn't want to watch it. I'm sick. You know, I'm tired of seeing it. I've seen so much violence on the part of the police. But we'll give you some more outrageous police stories here in a few moments. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We go to Vince in Indy to start things out this hour. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hey, just great. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
I wanted to say the Mark Cuban trial on insider trading, they came back with a not guilty verdict.
I don't know who Mark Cuban is.
Does he, like, own some basketball team or something?
Yes, he owns the Dallas Mavericks. He's a multi-billionaire. He owned, you know, Broadcast.com at one time. And,
okay.
And he was big in the computer business as far as broadcasting.
Gotcha. So what's the relevance of the verdict?
Well, you know, they accused him of insider trading, you know, in relation to selling that company, Broadcast.com, and his other stock trading adventures. And they had some, you know, I guess some very serious charges against him, which they could have sent him to prison and stripped him of his ability to own the NBA franchise, the Dallas Mavericks.
Didn't they also go after Martha Stewart for insider trading, but they ended up only getting her for lying to the feds? That they didn't convict her of insider trading in that case? Must be pretty hard to do.
Yeah. But they didn't even convict him of lying. They didn't get anything on him. He's not
guilty.
Well,
thanks for the info, Vince.
But let me tell you something. The feds are going to come back on him some way. Again.
That's how they are, man. They don't like
to
lose.
They're sore losers.
Yep. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Vince. 855-450-FREE. Same thing with the smoke alarm case in my case here in Keene, New Hampshire. They're coming back at me with a Supreme Court case on that. They lost, and I beat them actually without an attorney. I won the case at the district court level, and you know, I'm not used to winning cases, certainly not without the assistance of legal counsel. But in this case, I did win, and I won based on them violating their own rules, and I pointed it out to that judge, and he agreed with me. And they got their panties in a wad, and they took it to the Supreme Court. So I guess we're going to the Supreme Court on it now. And it's all over. All of it is over a smoke alarm violation. I mean, you want to talk about the most petty thing that you can imagine, a smoke alarm violation. They're claiming that I have to have, and by the way, I'm not even a homeowner anymore, but as a homeowner who had tenants, that I had to have a certain amount of smoke alarms in the house, and that they were not, I did have the smoke alarms in the home, but they were not up to spec in that.
Well, they need to be wired in as opposed to in the batteries.
That's what they claim. They claim that every home has to have wired to AC power smoke detectors, and those smoke detectors must be interconnected so as if one goes off, the rest of them go off. Now, look, I understand the reason why that they would want something like that. I've personally never lived in a home that has had that. All the homes I've ever lived in have just been battery-powered smoke detectors, and it's been fine. My tenants in this particular case, they told me they didn't care. They felt fine with having battery-powered smoke detectors and that they didn't need this extra level of security or whatever. And I don't know how
much... It costs a lot to put in these wired smoke
detectors. Well, yeah, you've got to tear up the walls and run wires where wires had not previously been run.
What I can see is why somebody who puts in wired smoke detectors would want this regulation.
It means business for them, sure. So the city targeted me over this because it was something they thought they could get me for. But the thing is, they went after me in the wrong way. They did things out of order. They didn't do, they didn't follow their own rules in this case. I called them on it, and they lost the case. So rather than give up, because they know I don't even own the house. They know that I've, given the house over to the Shire Free Church. I'm not a homeowner anymore. I live in the same house, but I don't own it. So even if they were to win at the Supreme Court level, what are they going to do? What's the Supreme Court going to remand it down to the district court and have it enforce a verdict? Enforce it on what? On what? The owner is not me anymore. So how could I be forced to make a change to the house I don't even own?
They suppose they could go after you for fines.
I suppose they could, which I don't have any money, so they can't really go after me for fines either. I'm not sure how that's going to pan out for them.
Yeah, they're going to have a difficult time putting a lien on a house that you don't own.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, just pointing out that these people are very vindictive. They do not like to lose, and they certainly don't being like made fools of, which, of course, if they would just leave the activists alone, then they wouldn't look so foolish. Like with the whole Robin Hood situation here in Keene. I actually have the opinion, or not the opinion, but the legal memo from my attorney in the Robin Hood case. And for those who haven't been listening for long.
Does that mean this is what the judge has said?
No. Okay. The judge has yet to issue his ruling in this case. It has been going on now since May when the city originally filed a case against the Robin Hooders of Keene. These are people who rescue innocent motorists from getting tickets. By going and putting...
They feed meters. They feed parking meters.
Right. Before the meter maid can reach the meter to write the ticket, they put a coin in, and they therefore save that person, that motorist, from getting a ticket. We've saved over 6,000 people from getting tickets, and the city hates it.
Yeah, the city hates that they can't hand out fines anymore.
Pretty much.
And people are so delighted with this that the Robin Hooders actually do this sort of as a living through donations.
But they're so desperate... that they make things up, they tell lies, they have to make it look like the Robin Hooders are bad people. Because, well, the act of Robin Hooding is a good thing. It's people are getting saved from getting tickets. They like that. People don't like getting tickets, but they do like getting saved from getting a ticket. And so the city people have to come up with whatever story they can. So, the Robin Hooders are harassing. The Robin Hooders are intimidating. They're threatening. They say all this. They're terrorists. Is what one of the parking meter ladies has said. So they'll say whatever they can about us to try to badmouth us and make us look bad to the people who don't bother to investigate. Because if you're somebody who believes, if you're one of those people that's inclined to believe what a city bureaucrat says, then you're just going to take them at face value. Oh, well, city says they're harassing people. Well, that must be true. They wouldn't lie. City wouldn't tell a lie. So that's what we're dealing with here, and
I'd like to point out that this isn't even the meter. The meter reader people are claiming harassment and all that stuff, and they certainly are. But the Robin Hooders have attempted to parlay with the city on more than one occasion, offering things like, look, if you put your meter readers on a specific route, we won't get anywhere near them. Because if the meter reader, these people are jumping in, hiding behind dumpsters, pretending to be ninjas, trying to get away from the Robin Hooders. If there was a specific route that the meter reader would follow, the Robin Hooders could stay a specific distance from them. If they never deviated from the route, then they'd know where they're going. They wouldn't have to try to guess where these people were going. So it's the city. Do you think the meter readers would really care if the city didn't put pressure on them for getting a certain amount of fine, or certain amount of
quotas.
Fines that they would hand out? Quotas? Yeah. Really? Do you think that a meter maid, his life is so miserable that they just want to give you a ticket? No! It's their job to give you a ticket, and they get a sweet, sweet benefit from that job. They get good paychecks, and they get good bennies. So they, of course, do the job, like so many people would. And it's the city that will not parlay with the Robin Hooders. And just like with Robin Hood, the evil person here is King John.
Absolutely true. And anybody who pays attention can figure out who the real bad guys are in this case. And it really makes the city look even worse.
I'm not going to say evil. The villain in this narrative, it's King John.
But they want to make us look like the villains, of course, because that would benefit them if people believed them on that. So I do have this paperwork from the court. I have yet to actually, from the attorneys, both of the memos from both sides. I will be posting it to freeking.com. So for those of you who have been waiting on an update, it will be coming. More coming up.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonies. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. enjoy the features that we share with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can tune in to us via a variety of different methods. We've got listening options, including live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're available 24/7. You can listen to us live, or as soon as the show's over, it starts playing over again. So it's 21 hours a day of the same show from the night before, and then 3 hours of live show on our streams. You can go and listen to them anytime for free at listen.freetalklive.com, or listen to our over 125 radio stations, coast to coast, AM and FM band, all over the place. You can get a full list of those at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got satellite listening options as well, webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
So I told you in the last hour about how to get a free online wallet for Bitcoins. And it's a great wallet, blockchain.info. But getting an online wallet is just signing up for some account unless you have Bitcoins to put into that wallet. I used a service last week and the week before called CashIntoCoins.com, and they're obviously an advertiser on the show. I wanted to be able to give people my take on using it. But frankly, it's because it's pretty hard to find a way to get Bitcoins easily. It's not easy to get Bitcoins these days, especially if you want to turn cash into Bitcoins. With CashIntoCoins.com, you can take – I took cash to a bank, deposited in an account. I got it from CashIntoCoins.com. You got to go there first and get the instructions on how to do it. The first time, there was a little learning curve, but I did it. I figured out myself without asking anybody or getting any of the customer service help. The instructions are clear on the site. I went there. I deposited. Nobody asked for me for an ID. Nothing. I just deposited the money, and I walked out. Then I took a picture of the receipt. I sent it to them. They got me my Bitcoins within the hour. And it was a great service. It was really easy to use. All you need in your town is a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching. The fees are great. As a matter of fact, it's 1% Wednesdays today. There's 1%
Whoa.
Fee. Yeah. 1% fee, that's all, on orders over $40. All orders under
that's
$40.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. All orders under $40 free because they want to get people to get some Bitcoins.
1%?
It's cheap.
That's the best deal I've ever heard of on changing cash into Bitcoins.
It is. It's great. I mean, obviously, Will that runs the site is interested. He's a zealot like the rest of us are when it comes to Bitcoins. There's no doubt we're evangelists. We're in the evangelical stage of Bitcoins, and I'm excited. I say get the Bitcoin. At this point, what are you investing? A few minutes to go to CashIntoCoins.com? $100? What's $100 stinking? Really?
Even a Bitcoin.
In your life, it's nothing. Go get a Bitcoin for it's $150. Get one Bitcoin. Buy one Bitcoin. And that way, look, Max Kaiser, this guy has said, I don't know if it's
some investment guy, right?
Some investment guy of some renown. Bitcoins at $10,000 to $100,000 a piece. What are you really investing at $150 with a little bit of time at CashIntoCoins.com and $150?
And you know what the most is you could lose, right? $150.
I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but it sure would be nice.
It could happen.
It could. People have said it. There's lots of Bitcoin millionaires out there now. Lots of people have made lots of money on Bitcoins. CashIntoCoins.com. I don't think that's the best thing about Bitcoins, but it certainly is a nice short-term motivator. CashIntoCoins.com.
Drunken officer tries to arrest a woman that resisted his drunken advances. And it was caught on video. Apparently, Mark, you watched this video. I did not, but I've got the story here from PoliceStateUSA.com in Columbia, South Carolina. A drunken sheriff's deputy was recorded during a strange and inappropriate altercation when he tried to arrest a female soldier at a Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant in Columbia because she allegedly turned down his advances.
That's the only part of the story that I heard that. I didn't hear that in the news report.
That, what part?
The part that it was about advances.
I see.
So, I mean, he could very well have been drunk. It's difficult to know if somebody from a cell phone video is drunk or not. But he was hollering something about, this is the way Marines treat soldiers or something, as he's torturing this woman with the handcuffs.
On October 7th, 23-year-old Brittany Ball, a USMC member out of Fort Jackson, was allegedly upset at the restaurant when approached by Richland County Deputy Paul Allen Derrick.
What does upset at the restaurant have to do with getting an advance?
She apparently did not want anything to do with him, which caused the aggressive deputy to become enraged, and the two began to argue. Derek, a 17-year veteran, left the restaurant to go retrieve his handcuffs and gun from his vehicle, then returning to try and arrest Ms. Ball. He was recorded screaming at her and barking orders as he twisted her arms behind her back.
It was awful.
The report states that Derek handcuffed her, pulled her to her feet, and slammed her head into a metal table. The video shows the berserk officer repeatedly ordering the woman to stand up and sit down while he held her in handcuffs against her will.
Yeah, he did seem to be, he was clearly being quite unreasonable. The slamming her into the table part, I didn't see her head hit the table.
Mm-hmm.
The worst part of this was the way he was twisting those handcuffs, making those handcuffs bite into her arm. I mean, the woman's just sort of, she's not screaming like a horror story scream. She's like, I mean, it was, she was clearly distraught and in pain.
While he held her in handcuffs against her will, he wrapped his arm around her neck and kept resting his hand on her breast. A woman shouts from off camera, "Let her go!" Onlookers.
Yeah, the people got involved in this one.
Really?
Yeah, people got involved.
Did they stop this guy?
Yeah, they slowed the situation down.
I think I support that, by the way. I'm putting a stop to this police abuse and doing it peacefully and not hurting, trying not to hurt the officer, I think is a good way to, I think people should do more than just stand around
and
watch.
Well, the social pressure slowed him down on this one. I don't know if he hadn't have been inebriated, whether or not the social pressure, because, there's social pressure from people, but when you're dealing with somebody who's not inebriated, this officer was drunk, there's the valiant justice of the flag behind every officer, and this could have, certainly there have been police abuses in the past. This one happened like right in front of God and everyone, and that's why this guy got in trouble.
Onlookers showed concern for the woman and told the raging officer he'd crossed the line and should let her go. Restaurant goers murmured that somebody should call the real cops. When a few men approached the officer, he threatened to arrest them. "You want to get an attitude? Step away," he said. Shortly thereafter, Columbia police arrived. They spoke to witnesses and saw cell phone video. They ordered Derek to release Ball and then took him into custody and charged him with assault and battery. Sheriff Leon Lott initially backed his officer, disagreeing with Columbia police, saying that he had the authority to make an arrest and suggesting that Ball was resisting. After weeks of pressure and reasoning, Sheriff Lott placed Derek on leave without pay, according to WIS-TV.
So watch this video. We're going to put it up at facebook.freetalklive.com.
It's 10 minutes long.
I watched it, and, you got to ask yourself, does the police administration protect its officers as a matter of course?
Yes.
And when you hear that this police chief protected this officer in the face of this video...
Mm-hmm. He probably hadn't seen the video.
Well, at some point, it wasn't immediately, as I understand, but, okay, it's obvious what happened in this video. And it seems to me that administrations tend to side immediately with their
officers.
They
sure do. And really, the other question that is not answered here, because it's going to happen later, is what's his plea deal going to be? Oh, yeah, they've charged him, but that doesn't mean that he'll be convicted of anything serious in the end. More coming up, 855-450-FREE. Tell your story. Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site. We give them away. Now, maybe you want to help support Free Talk Live. You can do that. Shop with us. Shop.freetalklive.com. A portion of your purchase when you shop through the links at shop.freetalklive.com will go to Free Talk Live. You're getting the same great deals that you're used to. I, for instance, just ordered a webcam from Amazon about a week or so ago, and I went through shop.freetalklive.com to do that. You can do that too, and it helps us. You get the stuff you're looking for, the same great deals, same free Super Saver shipping prices, and everything. It's just the same Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link so they know to send us a cut of the sale. Shop.freetalklive.com. Pro XPN. That's something you can't buy at shop.freetalklive.com. Pro XPN is a global virtual private network, and it works with almost any internet connection. It creates a secure, encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. Whatever it is you're doing online, it works with Pro XPN, including your web browser, email, file sharing, instant messaging, torrenting, whatever you're doing. Now, Pro XPN has a free account, so you can go right now to proxpn.com/FTL, sign up for your free account. Now remember, you add the /FTL, it helps us, because then they know you came from Free Talk Live. Even if you're getting a free account, it helps us. You going and using Pro XPN's free account means something to them. It means people are listening to Free Talk Live, and you know they're checking out their product, because they know that once you try this product out and you understand what it does, and that is it secures your internet connection from snooping, your ISP no longer has any idea what you're doing through their own internet connection. It's all encrypted. 512-bit encryption, as a matter of fact, over OpenVPN or PPTP, which is your choice. And you can use it on Mac, Windows, Linux. There's even apps for iOS or Android phones. Plus, one account with ProXPN is good for all of your computer devices. That alone is an incredible deal, especially when you look at the price point, which breaks down to $5 a month. If you use our discount code on the year-long package, you can get it down to $5 a month by using code FTL20. That's when you're ready to buy. Go try the free account now at proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to buy and get unlimited bandwidth and access to torrenting, then you will be upgraded, and it'll be an even better experience for you. You get to select different locations of their servers. They've got servers around the world. So if you want to make it look like you're coming from the Netherlands, Singapore, I think they've got one in Singapore, you can make it look like, to all the websites that you visit, that's where you are. And that means you can get around things like local access restrictions that you might have at, a school or a workplace. It's really an amazing product. ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to buy the premium account, use our code. It's a discount of 20% for life. FTL20. Let's go and continue here. We will take your calls about anything that you want. We've been talking about the police and how they're behaving around certain people. Not every officer is like this, but there are a number of them who are very, very aggressive, and they believe that they are a class that is different from the rest of us.
Hold on. So this is to suggest that somehow some people are human and some people aren't human.
I didn't say that. No. So they're a class, a different class.
Some people that are police officers are more likely to abuse their power, and some are less likely. But when you have a situation where, you know as well as I do, if this officer had been drunk and with this woman and made advances or whatever it is that happened, and he abused her when they were by themselves, and there wasn't somebody there to put a cell phone video
right
out there. As a matter of fact, he wasn't going to get in any trouble until the chief saw the cell phone video.
Mm-hmm.
So they can have witnesses, dozens of witnesses at this bar, and him have been arrested by Columbia City Police. And his boss still didn't believe it. It wasn't until the video was put in front of their face that they had to, okay, you win.
Right.
He's on unpaid leave.
But if she'd been alone, it had been his word against hers.
That doesn't have anything to do with what occurred as much as what it has as far as incentives go. This is generally how it seems to be, at least the stories that we get, is that police get deference. That,
sure.
That police administration, other police, prosecutors, judges, and everybody who's in the criminal justice system believes the cop before they believe you.
It's a criminal gang. It's an enterprise. It's a club. They are the thin blue line. They even talk amongst themselves a lot of the time about how it's us versus them. Well, they look down on their subjects. It's even in the terminology they use. They call you subjects. I mean, if that doesn't make it pretty clear that they believe they're the masters, then I don't know what does. And I'm not saying all police think alike. I know a lot of police got into the policing profession because they wanted to help people. I know those cops are still out there.
But that doesn't mean that they don't have the perverse incentives. And when a prince among men is given perverse incentives, things are going to happen that are going to be contrary to the public good.
Well, and the good cops that are out there, and I know they exist because I've met some of them. I just know that they're afraid to come out and speak out for liberty for various different reasons. But the good cops that are out there are also afraid to speak out against the bad cops. Because, I mean, if you think about it, you look at this guy, this thug cop, who basically assaults this lady because she apparently did not want to appreciate his sexual advances on her at this bar that that they were at, or a restaurant. I guess Buffalo Wild Wings was apparently the restaurant. You look at this cop and how he's behaving towards somebody that he believes he should be in charge of. And then you just have to ask yourself, well, if the chief is going to support this guy and others on the department presumably support him and are like him and behave like him, because he's not unusual. People with a power trip are not hard to find on police departments. Then it's not hard to extrapolate as somebody who's a police officer watching his fellow officers behave in outrageous or dangerous or stupid fashions, that outrageous behavior would be turned on you if you were to come after them, that the intimidation would be turned against your family if you were to break the silence and break the thin blue line and come after those people. If you were to speak out as a good cop against the bad cops, the things and the behavior that you've seen bad cops engage in, well, then those bad cops are going to target you. You don't think they will? I mean, yeah, they will, because they're corrupt, and hopefully they won't hurt your family in the process.
I would like to believe that there's a large majority of police officers that are good. But if that were so, then why do the good cops generally not go after the bad cops? In this case, the Columbia police officers are to be applauded for their handling of this situation. But that's just because
they had to. Well, their nose was stuck in it.
I don't know what they had
to
do.
They watched the video. They had to do something.
Maybe I don't know if was the video shown.
They were shown the video.
Okay, they were shown the video. Great.
On the scene.
Oh, great. I'm glad that they did it at that point. But you know, there's also these sort of concentric teams. So if it was a Columbia police officer, how would it have gone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer to that. We'll take we'll take this cell phone now and we'll review this at the station. Goodbye, citizen.
Yeah.
And you know, we will get our drunk friend back to his house to sleep this off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the answer is, but what I've seen more times than not when violence is used against people, and there's video of it, because video cameras are everywhere now. Police, just like everybody else, cannot operate in the dark.
Thank
any
goodness.
Longer. And when the video gets out, and you see somebody kick, and we see a police officer kick somebody in the head, then you see his friends do it too.
Mm.
And it leads me to believe that this power corrupts most of the police officers, not just a small portion of them.
I tend to agree. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hey, you know, the one thing I'm grateful for is that, you know, when our public officials, when they screw up, and a lot of them have screwed up in New Hampshire, they're brought to fourth light and brought to the media and stuff, you know, so we see who they are. But I wish that they would do the punishment a little differently like they do over here in Vermont.
A little differently. I wonder what you mean by that.
Punishments in Vermont.
Yeah, hang on. I'm not sure what you're getting at, so I'd like to find out more. Hang on, Robert. We'll bring you back. 855, 453, and then a cop shoots a dog. Coming up.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to med5.com. That's medfive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LASIG is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LASIG a long time ago. LASIG.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LASIG smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LASIG.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. You may do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site. And, of course, you can go to our archives and download as many episodes as you like. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+. Follow us via email. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for any one of those options, or follow us in the way that you prefer. News.freetalklive.com. It's free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands that you're looking for, and they've got them at rock-bottom prices. I say rock-bottom prices because every time I've gone to ManVentureOutpost.com, and I've comparison shopped, and I do every time I buy there, it's always the lowest price I can find on the Internet. So before you buy any camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, whether it's long guns, handguns, ammunition, tents, apparel, boating equipment, optics, knives, archery, or air guns, water purification, whatever it is, go to ManVentureOutpost.com and check them out first, because they've got low, low prices. And it's a family-owned operation. You'll be glad you've dealt with them. You can trust them. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Robert is in Bellows Falls, Vermont. And, Robert, you mentioned something that I definitely wanted to hear more about. You suggested that, like, with corrupt cops, they're somehow treated differently in Vermont. Did I misunderstand you?
No. I like with New Hampshire, you know, when, like, a police officer or a public official, you know, is caught doing something, you know, like,
I've heard a lot of this year over in New Hampshire where there was, you know, people that worked for the town that took tax money and, I mean, were stealing, you know, money. And you see a lot of this stuff, but then, you know, nothing, you never hear, nothing becomes of it. You know, whether they were punished or, you know, whether they went to jail or anything. I'll tell you what, if you're a public official over here in this state, your local TV station gets a hold of it, you're all done. They'll grill you good over here. I mean, a prime example is that just recently this year, I think it was a state cop that was, what was he doing? He was adding in more hours, overtime hours.
Yeah.
And he got thousands and thousands of dollars. But when he got caught, he went to jail. Of course, he got out early. And, you know, they took part of his pension and everything. But the thing that's interesting is that, you know, when he went through these chains of events, I mean, going to court, you know, going to jail, you know, when he got out, the press was right there and they grilled him good. You know, same thing with Governor Shumlin when he was involved in that land scandal. They were all over him.
Interesting. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, there's not much
there was
for
a woman that worked for the state, you know, doing the child support collection. She was stealing thousands and thousands of dollars. But my point is that when they get caught over here, I mean, you know, the whole state knows who you are, and you can't get in there. They should be punished that way because
here,
to a higher standard.
I guess it just depends, right? I mean, here in New Hampshire, the attorney general at one time was, I guess, demoted because he got caught sexually harassing one of his employees, Peter Heed. He ended up being the county attorney here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
I'm not sure what happened in that situation, but I believe it was a conga line gone bad.
Are you serious?
It's my understanding with that case is that I know somebody that went to that part, you know, to that thing there, and they said that there was a lot of sick things that were going on there. Now, that's just what I was told. I don't know.
Yeah, I have a feeling, Mark, that it's you don't get demoted from the attorney general's position because a conga line went bad. There's probably several instances over a period of time.
I couldn't tell
that
you.
That was probably one.
You're
of
just speculating
many.
At this point.
Well, you know, people in positions of power.
That investigation, that's for sure.
Thanks, Robert, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. People in positions of power have a tendency to abuse those positions. And Peter Heed, we also know, was a drunk driver more recently. So this guy believes
that
he's
anything,
above the law.
Okay.
He also, according to one of the people that works in his office, or worked in his office, because he's no longer the attorney.
Now it's
county
hearsay.
Attorney. Okay, well, whatever. You could have checked this one out for yourself, Mark. There was a person who worked in his office that sent a news tip to the news@freekeen.com email address that appears on the front page of Free Keen to let us know that Peter Heed, the county attorney, had been driving around his truck with an expired inspection sticker for several months. So that was not a hard thing to verify if that's something that you had wanted to do. And
well,
what do you know? He wasn't getting pulled over for that.
I don't know which truck it is, but
a truck with a canoe on the back of it. Very obvious.
I can see, you know, what it says to me is that if they went and put that news tip in to freekeen.com, is that they didn't feel like they could get the local newspaper to do anything.
Oh, absolutely.
It.
The local news is all about the state. They don't want to do anything that'll put their relationships with the state in jeopardy. And that's one of the reasons why having the Liberty community here in New Hampshire is so beneficial, because we are our own news agencies. We are our own, you know, we have our own independent journalists who will investigate the state, and they will ask the tough questions. Unfortunately, they'll just ignore us. That's the problem, and that's why the big newspapers don't want to ask tough questions, because they don't want to be ignored by the politicians and
get marginalized pretty quickly.
The police chiefs and things like that. They like to be able to talk to these guys, even if it's just to get the official press release or the official line on whatever issues might be presenting themselves. They don't want to get the cold shoulder. They don't want to be blackballed.
Well, it's also, you know, that comes down to the consumers of news, too. I mean, if consumers of news were demanding hard-hitting reporting around their government, then they would get it. But they're not.
Well, a lot of people complain about the Sentinel. It's a local newspaper here in Keene. It's called the Sentinel. They'll call it the Slantinel.
They'll also complain if ever any an investigative journalist actually does something about their favorite little part of the gang. So
let's go to Nathan. He's online from Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening to this police brutality story, and I wanted to kind of play devil's advocate a little bit.
All right.
Because
I don't know if I would call it. Well, I guess it does. Well, it sound kind of brutal. I didn't watch the video. Mark said it sounded pretty brutal.
Right. I guess from my perspective, I agree with you that unaccountability leads to abuse of power. But one thing that I get a lot when I talk to people about this sort of thing is, you know, you're saying that police will threaten witnesses' families, and, you know, you're saying that police will lie to the public, and, you know, things like this. And
yeah, it happens time and time again.
Yeah, people have a tendency to take the side of the state, and like you say, the media doesn't ask the tough questions.
Mm-hmm.
So in a lot of situations, I find myself having to sort of be put on the spot and say, well, you know, do you have any evidence that police are becoming more corrupt? Do you have any evidence that, you know, police sit in boardrooms and call ordinary people Muppets or subjects or,
well,
you know,
we know
whatever
they call them subjects.
Terms they have.
I mean, subject is, you know, that's the term they use.
Listen,
I mean,
to any police scanner and you can hear them call you a subject.
But that's beside the point.
Right.
The subject thing
right,
is beside the point. Look,
yeah,
here's what convinced
on the street and you say that, you know, that police view themselves as a, you know, a first-class citizen and the rest of us as second-class citizens.
Oh, I think that police view themselves as a victimized class is generally what they view themselves as. They all hate us. We're out here putting our lives on the line. I wear a bulletproof vest to work every day. And what kind of thanks do I get?
I get no respect.
I have to work 20 years, and then at the end of my term, I get a bunch of overtime so that my pension is blown up, and I go to work at another government job. It stinks. You know, whatever it is that they say, I think they consider themselves a victimized class and that rather than a first, a super citizen. But
I see the
proof that happened for me. I was always taking the not just the devil's advocate side, because it's easy to say, look, this police officer did something bad. I'm not sure if this police officer did something bad in this instance, but once you're proven to the point, okay, that police officer did something bad. Well, that's just one police officer. But for me,
right,
it was video after video of police officers. More than one, because it's not the one bad apple thing. If a department, you see like seven officers standing around and they're all brutalizing this person, you don't have one bad apple. You have a systemic problem, and I don't know what that problem is, but you can see it. When you think of the Rodney King situation, those four officers beat the crap out of that dude. And yeah, he was a big man, and yeah, there was a certain level of resistance going on, but they beat the heck out of him, and not one of them said, "Whoa, boys, one more punch out of you, and I'm putting you all under arrest."
Well, the reality is, and Nathan, I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it. The reality is that a lot of people are not going to be convinced by words. They will only be convinced by experience.
Well, I've had a lot of good experience with police, and I think that's what they're dealing with, is they've had a lot of good experiences.
Yeah, hopefully I hope they don't have a bad experience, but in a lot of cases, that's what it takes to push somebody over the edge to understand that things are seriously wrong. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, VRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.